If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A Democratic convention held in Anaheim this past weekend featured one notable absence in former Vice President Kamala Harris. Where was she? She's been noncommittal about whether she might run for governor of California next year and could wait until the end of summer to make that decision. For more on Harris's decision and where this leaves the field in the meantime, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil?
That's right.
Cory
That's
Booker right. was there. Tim Walz
and
was there. Where was Kamala?
Right. She was on video. She was on video. She sent her message in on video. She wasn't the only no-show. Governor Gavin Newsom wasn't there either. Now, this is a gathering of the activist core of the Democratic Party, and they tend to move to the, and be on the left end of the spectrum pretty heavily. It's a lot of unions, a lot of teachers, a lot of nurses, and not necessarily, you know, the friendliest crowd to Gavin Newsom these days. So he opted to stay away. Harris sent in the video, and it got tepid response, nowhere near the reaction that Tim Walz or Cory Booker got. But what they did have in common was they concentrated on bashing Trump. That's what it was about. It was a pep rally against Donald Trump versus a question about where California's headed. And that's, you know, got Democrats in a bit of a quagmire.
Should we read anything into the fact that she didn't show up in person? I mean, is she just taking these people for granted?
I wouldn't say she's taking them for granted, but she is definitely taking them at a distance. What we have in California, you know, it's the Democratic Party is, you know, the question of where the Democrats are headed and how they're going to advance and move more to the center is on the national front burner. But in California, like I said, this is a progressive group. So it's not always an easy group to get to. And if you go in there, then there's going to be questions asked. Are you running? Are you not running? Now, I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other Democrats, former, you know, attorney generals. We've got former Los Angeles mayors. We've got Katie Porter, former congresswoman, the lieutenant governor, Elena Kouliakis. They were there and they are running for governor if Kamala Harris doesn't. So there's a lot of questions there about whether she will or whether she won't. So her presence there, I'm not sure would have made it anything easier. It could have added to more confusion. But I'll tell you, one of the interesting things is, Marty, is that it's been such a long time since the California Democrats have had to even go out and really choose who was going to be the gubernatorial candidate. Remember, we had 8 years of Jerry Brown. He was a slam dunk. He just walked right in, followed by now going on, you know, 7 years of Gavin Newsom. And so we've always had these people sort of that were ordained. And some of the activists there say, if we do that again with Kamala Harris and she becomes sort of the ordained one early on with the fundraisers and the backing of the unions and such, it would look like a continuation of sort of this dynasty, and as opposed to having a debate. And one thing Democrats like to do is debate, at least when they can have a chance. The other question they've got to deal with is, you know, it's one thing to debate on the national issues, but on the state issues, they're having a rougher time. Recent polling, the one including the Institute of Government Studies at UC Berkeley, found that 57%, almost two out of three Californians, feel that the state is on the wrong track. And that means, you know, that Democrats in Sacramento are on the wrong track as well. And so how do you, you know, embrace the party, but try to distance yourself from some of the things they're doing, especially in public safety or spending and education wise, and still come out and win in the election? So it's a dance, and we're going to keep watching it. And Kamala decided to sit this one out, but her presence was definitely felt.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be back this afternoon.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.